It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I've got a really cool intro for Josh.
Oh, okay? Fucking
so
take
you're just
us through
have
it.
To, so I got this from famousbirthdays.com. I don't know if you're on there, but all right, let's go. Best known for his Kick It Forward TikTok account, where he makes comedy sketches about life in Australia, including travel, dating, and food. He is also a basketball fan and posts frequently about sports. His content has helped him earn 250,000 fans. And then I got this. These are some nicknames
That's good.
From an article I found. Here he is, the Red King, Monsieur Basketball, definitively, I can't even say that word, Brother Swish, the Closer, Mr. Selfless, Apple Turnover, Homegrown, Garps, Garnap, J-Hops, Kifford. Does this make any sense to you?
You got a lot of nicknames, bro.
Round of applause for Josh Garlop. Yeah.
I clap myself. No, I'm pretty sure back in the day when we played like low-level basketball is every now and then they would do a player spotlight and you had to sort of fill out the information. So I just put in all these nicknames that didn't exist.
You put in 12 nicknames.
I know. Love that. So one of them is Mr. Selfless because I was renowned for just jacking shots and not passing because I'd be on for 5 minutes and put up 9 shots or something.
Oh, bro, J.R. Smith shit.
Yeah, except way worse. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, thanks
for
coming.
Good to see ya.
Thanks for coming on. I'm the opposite when I play social basketball. I'm very aware of how shit I am, so I get boards, run screens, and then just give the rock as quickly as possible. I'll have an open shot. I'll be like, someone else, take it.
That's the rarest thing in the world. You're a commodity in the social basketball league, I tell you that much.
And I got height, and generally we're playing like 5'3" Asians, and I just get that board and then just hold it above my head, you know, like blue like children.
You know what is one...
kept his arms up for a
one like international, and this isn't racist, and I'm saying this is just a fact. No matter where you go in the world, no matter what country, what
they're all disgusting.
No. There's just Asian guys playing basketball on the courts everywhere. Like everywhere you go. I lived in Germany for a bit, and I always try and play in Stuttgart's court. And there'd always be a 5-on-5 Asian guys playing, and I'm like, guys, can I please play where they wouldn't let me because I was too tall.
Bro. It's God's cruelest joke. They make Asians like one of the smallest races love basketball the most.
They love it so much.
That's
like,
mean.
I really want to go to the Philippines, even though they bash Australians there that play basketball. they just love it so much. I love the passion. So sorry, basketball. I don't want to make this basketball pod.
No, that's
oh
great.
No, is that what you were in Stuttgart for, playing basketball? You were just randomly there.
No, I didn't exchange there. I did. This is when I was like 18, 19, and then when I was 24, I did one 8 month period playing in Norway, and that was actually playing basketball. I went over and finished my uni there, and then ended up playing for a team. Yeah, and they've got a really bad league.
Semi-professional basketball player in Norway. That's the dream. Dude.
It is till you realize the standards. Like every state league in Australia is stronger than that competition. So I went there and I was, I was in Norway.
Trying to make it.
No, not really. No, I'm saying I'd given up, but I'd having the best time ever. It was so fun. Like, got to see Northern Lights for free because I was going with the team and stuff like that.
Was your stats like LeBron type because they're all pretty shitty?
Yeah. I think I averaged 21-8 or something, which was like great for me. But we lost every game by average losing margin of like 50 points. We went to Sweden one time in like North Sweden for a preseason game and lost by 80 points.
Oh, shit.
But I had 11, so.
Oh, that's
Mr.
Right.
Selfless.
Yeah.
Mr. Selfless.
What are you? I don't know. The guys were really nice, though. They're all like engineers and shit, so yeah.
How long were you in Norway for?
I think it ended up being 9 months or something, including
That's cool.
Yeah, were they pretty humans over there?
They were. We were in Trondheim, so it was like, I remember being like 24. And they were also polite. So, you know, like, you know, Frenchie.
Mm.
Sorry, Tom, I can't include you in this.
Yeah, fair enough.
In Australia, it's like, if you're tall, they tell you. And they're like, fuck, you're tall, cunt. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry, forgot. And then, nah, you're like, tall's kind of a fucking scene. And then, because I lived in Bendigo too, and this would happen, I went straight from Bendigo to Norway. And then you go to Norway, and I just remember this, like, hell pretty girl tapping me on the shoulder going, I quite like your height, and then walking away. Wow, this is the difference. It's slightly different.
I quite like your height.
Dude, it's fun over there. Sweden.
You been there much?
I've been to Sweden for, like, 3 weeks or something.
Oh, nice.
It was sick. Stockholm.
Yeah.
Then we did Midsummer. Did you do Midsummer over there?
Is that where you kill all your convince your friends to come over and kill them?
Yeah.
It does feel a bit like that. We got like blackout drunk on schnapps.
Yeah.
And then you dance around a maypole like you're in a
cult. Actually did it like that.
We were joining in and they all know the dances and we were improvising, trying to keep up. But there's all these dances like hanging up the washing where you put your arms up and we're just like blackout drunk. There's like footage of us like 19 just doing this horrible dancing with like women and children.
Okay. Thoughts on this?
Okay.
Would this be a good way to murder someone? 10 of yous at, let's say, a house party or whatever, or all your friends out of the cabin. You spike everyone's drink, blackout drunk. You stab someone when they're passed out. You pass out too. You put the knife somewhere, and then everyone wakes up together. There's a dead body. Does everyone get done for murder? Or, like, how would they know who did the murdering?
This is just, like, fucked up Cluedo.
I feel like you've asked me that before, which is concerning. Like, I feel like I've heard this before.
I think you got a good chance of getting away with it if they're all close friends.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the guy concocting this is probably suspect number one amongst their friends.
Yes.
He's like, who's that?
Frenchie
that always tries to make us drink this shit.
He brought his special snaps.
Off-brand schnapps. It's just tape on it. It says snaps, but spelled incorrectly.
Oh, have these Panadols, guys.
It's the guy with blood splatter all over his shirt and prints on the knife.
Oh, God, I slept good. Oh, what?
Oh,
what?
Man.
Oh, no.
I had no idea someone was going to be dead when we woke up.
Well, maybe cross that one off the list. Okay. We got another one.
Okay, we'll go on a different one then.
And are you spiking the drinks or is it just really strong with alcohol?
I think you would have to everyone to black out. So you can do that just with alcohol if you're doing a crazy drinking game.
Mm.
I don't want to give people ideas for how to murder their friends.
They're not great ideas, so I wouldn't worry.
Okay, you have a better idea.
I haven't been thinking about it.
Hit them over the head while they're not looking. Is that better?
The classic is with a block of ice and then the murder weapon melts.
Right, yeah, cool. Okay.
Or if you like do a carrot and then you just shelve the carrot.
Where is it?
Oh, okay, we could eat it.
Why did you go straight to the shelving? There's another orifice that works way better.
I was trying to think of something.
Mince it up and destroy it.
For some reason, I was trying to think of something to do with a gerbil because then Richard Gere. I don't know why my brain was going there. Anyway, back on topic. We got Josh Garlop. You may have seen his TikToks, Instagrams popping up. You got the podcast cooking now. You started as a semi-professional basketball going into reporting, is that right?
Yeah, well, the basketball thing, it's really common for people to be that level in Australia. We have a really good sort of amateur competition, whereas you go in Europe and most people are paid for that same level, but here people, for the love of the game, they just play. So every state has a lot of, like a state league with a lot of players. So semi-professional is a bit rich, but no, I tried to and failed. And then went into reporting for Fox Sports for 4 years.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was good. And it was the best part about it is this channel that no one ever saw. It was called Fox Sports News. And I was like, oh, God, I screwed up on air today. And someone goes, who cares? No one's watching. And I was like, oh, well, the stakes are pretty low then. And everyone would screw up all the time because there'd be, you know, understaffing and stuff. But it was the best way to learn. Like, you learn how to write film because I was filming myself. And edit as well. So that sort of was the seed then to take that eventually to do comedy stuff.
Kind of like doing open mics. You can work out your kinks on Fox Sports and go to a real channel.
That's what a lot of people do. Yeah, they do.
It's like being on Home and Away as an actor. No one watches that shit, but then you go on to be like Margot Robbie or something.
Yeah. Well, you say no one watches it, but I was living in a boy's house back in the day and we watched it so much. It was pretty much just the only channel.
Away.
Oh, no, fucking Fox Sports, cunt. Fuck off. I'm a neighbor's man anyway.
The logo was burnt into the bottom corner of the screen. And when we turned the TV off, you could still see the image of
the
it.
The Fox Sports News.
Right. It was there. It's all we watched.
It's funny, actually, going like this way where we, you know, down the comedy stuff now is like, I'll be out and then someone, TikTok guy, duh, especially Perth. But if I'm at a pub and I'll know straight away, some guy, Josh Garlop. I'll turn around and be a 60-year-old man. It's like, that's wait, you were that demographic. What are you doing that Fox footy shit anymore? And I'm like, I don't know. No, what are you doing now? I'm like, not up to much, man. It's too hard to explain.
Yeah. Have you heard of TikTok? Nah, mate. What's that?
It's like, get the fuck out of here right now. It was good. So, yeah, back where we are now. So, it's been fun.
Did you get to meet any big dog sportsmen when you were there? Like a big Shaq or a big... I guess Bogut, you probably would have met.
Met Bogut. Have you guys done much with Bogut?
Nah, I want to, bro. He cracks me up on Twitter. He's so funny.
He seems to just, like, for someone who's so rich, he spends a lot of time on Twitter.
He gets in it, bro.
I know. It's like firing back at no face, like, people with vaccines in their, like...
bro, he gets them Twitter handle. Fingers dirty.
Oh, man.
But to be fair, you know who spends the most time on Twitter? Elon Musk.
Trump and
that's a good
Elon.
Point. The richest guy.
The fucking the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
It's a weird sickness, I think, being that rich and like you could just relax, but you get really triggered by a little.
I think, and they think they're so important and stuff. But no, we met some pretty cool people. Like, because we were the only one in Perth, and Perth is always buying, Perth and Adelaide, they always buy big events because they need people to come here. So one time Origin was in Perth, and that was so cool. But ScoMo was in the change rooms of the losing team. So I randomly interviewed ScoMo and there was like three special forces guys right next to me. And all I was thinking, Engadine Maccas. And I got three questions and he was cordial enough. But I just really think I missed out on the greatest opportunity of my life to ask him and just seeing his reaction.
You always get like a bit, you feel guilty almost in the moment when you're going to do something stupid like
that. Yeah. But we were owned by Sky News, so they probably would have immediately fired me. They ended up firing me anyway, but like it probably would have been better gone down like that.
That's a cool way to go down.
Yeah.
Is it true?
Because you're a massive league fan, hey, Frenchie?
Nah. Like I've seen rugby league. I like American sports more.
Oh, really, really?
Like I used to like rugby league, but then my favorite teams kept getting folded. I like the North Sydney Bears and Illawarra Steelers, and then sort of both fucked up.
Yeah.
So I got more into American sports like NFL, APL. Yeah. Well, that's English, obviously, but basketball and stuff.
I still find it like crazy. As much as like you see a lot of Australian athletes hates, I still get like starstruck if I ever meet an NBA player. Even if they're a 12th string,
right.
like not even on, barely on a roster.
That's real famous. Like Aussie famous, even sports stars. Like we watch them, love them, idolize them. But it's like, yeah, hey, Watto, how you doing? But while you see anyone in American, do you like, yo.
They're so loaded. That's the difference as well.
Yeah.
They're like next level money.
Yeah, mad dicks. Money. Gotcha.
Mad dicks as well, yeah.
Gotcha.
No, both.
Hogs. Sorry. Yeah,
big old hogs.
Hoggin'. Hoggin.
Here's a question that's got answers that you might have done before in a spotlight. Let's see if it's the same. Who are your favorite basketball players?
Me. I love Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. Love Kevin Durant. And let's go an Australian one. Josh Giddey right now. Love him. We were just talking about him before the pod. He's just such a legend.
Let's go.
All right. So before, in the past, whenever this was, you said LaMarcus Aldridge. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Jason Conrad.
Oh, is this the printout again?
Adriana Volkovich.
Oh, it's my girlfriend. And our import for our team that got cut after one game.
How things change.
Tom's done his research, bro.
That's so funny.
This is like Nardwa, bro. This is like Nardwa. Do you remember saying this? Did you say that was your ex-girlfriend?
That's
so funny.
Alex will censor that.
Nah. Was a good basketball. What's the next question? I'm excited by this now.
Three things you're good at other than basketball. So you had three answers back in the day.
I don't know. Would have been a piss take. Give it to me. Do you want me to try?
Now do three other things you're good at other than basketball.
Okay. Basketball.
We're seeing how you've changed over the years.
I'd say writing, editing, mm-hmm. and arithmetic, the three R's.
The three R's.
Yep. Okay, it was laughing, rinsing, and basketball.
Two things other than basketball.
I think rinsing was slang back then to like getting absolutely loaded and dancing or something.
That's funny. So now, what are your eight other favorite things you couldn't live without? What are your eight favorite things you couldn't live without?
Far out, eight.
That's a lot, isn't it? That's a high number.
Who says eight, too?
You could just do three.
Okay, I'll tell
you.
Wouldn't you go five or ten?
Yeah, it's a strange
Eight's
number.
So random.
Probably podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
My laptop. And let's go push bike.
Okay.
Gerbils.
Gerbils.
I think he said gerbils, yeah. So podcast was the first one last
year. Oh, right.
So I haven't changed that much. Now you have a podcast. You might not have back then.
No.
It's like Family Feud.
Yeah. It's a way shitter.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Much worse host. Vitamin Bay. Instead of vitamin.
How do I delete this from the internet?
The internet's forever, motherfucker.
Burritos.
I think you'll just keep it with the B theme. Yeah.
Beach. My motorbike.
I don't have a motorbike.
My slow cooker. But it was, I guess it was slang for slow cooker.
Wait, you used your slow cooker so much it had slang.
We you know that song, I'm in love with the cocoa?
Oh, yeah.
For a period there, we'd be cooking slow cookers on a Sunday going, I'm in love with a slow coat. Because we're at uni and we didn't have much money, so we'd always do slow cooks.
Put anything you could in it.
That's so funny.
Getting pitted on my surfboard.
Because I don't surf.
Yeah. My hyperbolic right,
that'll
time
be a big
chamber.
Wave.
Oh, please stop, Tom. Make it stop.
This is so good.
I did also try and deep dive your first Twitter post, but it wasn't that funny.
I think I had a 10-year hiatus between Twitter as well. Yeah, so yeah.
Did you get his MySpace account?
No, I couldn't find that.
I found
mine.
I
would be humiliated to find mine, actually.
I think mine's on private now.
I don't know if it still exists.
Mine would be fine because I knew I was doing it as a piss take.
Oh, right.
So you it's all Venga Boys shit and stuff. Same shit as now, to be honest. Do we have any more questions?
Okay.
Yes.
If you could hang out with five people world, who would they be?
Tom and Frenchy.
Love
that's
that.
Two.
Without a servo, though. probably Bill Hader. I reckon he's hell cool.
Oh, yeah. He's a cool guy.
Cool dude. Tim Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, maybe a basketballer.
Yep.
Steph Curry. Just be like, drop an F-bomb or something, Steph. Stop being so squeaky clean. Give me something. Yeah.
Right. That's why everyone went nuts about his wife on this talk show. It wasn't even that bad. She said something about a stripper or something. What'd she say? Do you remember it?
What, she acknowledged strippers exist?
No, she said something. She sexualized another bloke. She's like, oh, damn. She took up a wedding ring as like a joke.
Yeah.
And everyone's like trolling her, going, this is your wife. She belongs to the streets. It's because he's never done anything bad.
He's big in the Christian community too. Like, if you get a basketball so intertwined with Christianity, like Baptist community over there.
Mm.
So, like, I guess their idol couple would have done something.
I worry about people who are too clean, you know. There's some,
but they're
like,
just no
dark
fun.
Shit.
That's...
I know. I reckon they got some dark shit they actually do.
Yeah, bro.
Like the Bill Cosby. Like, he was like, I don't swear or hibbity-dibbity.
And just shaming like Chris Rock and stuff, all those stories.
Yeah. And then I'm like, you were doing much worse.
Well, what's Federer doing then? He's always had a perfect image. What's his dirty dark secret?
He wears a fedora to sleep.
What a fucking freak.
All right. What was my other question? If you could hang out with five people. Yeah, we did that. Okay, your answers. Elon Musk.
Oh, that's age well.
I feel like he used to be much more loved
much
and he got a bit weird.
My friend has been on that boat of him being a complete fuckhead for 10 years.
Yeah, right.
He's an electrical engineer and so he'd always read up on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, he's really bought low on that stock. But yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
he's,
he could invest.
He's South African, isn't he? Do you like, so we've got our South African cameraman here, Luke. Do you like Elon in the motherland?
I did when he first started doing it.
Come onto the mic real quick, Luke, because we want to get
the juice.
Yeah, he was pretty good in the beginning when he first started Tesla and SpaceX and all that. But
can you sound more South African for us?
he was really good when he first came up with SpaceX and... And then the more famous he got, the more of a fuckhead he became. So, not so much anymore.
Yeah, you're muscle puss.
You're muscle puss, Elon.
You're muscle puss, Elon. That means your mum's cunt.
Oh, really?
In Afrikaans, yeah.
Oh, lecker.
I said it to someone at a show the other night, and because usually South Africans like, say this, your mum's a puss. And there's a really fun thing that they teach foreigners. I said it at the show in DY, and I was a South African, did not take it as well as everyone else.
Yeah, he was not impressed.
I don't know whether his mum was dead or like what was going on there, but his face dropped, and he's like, and he's like, fucking, what did he say back, Luke?
Your mum's a blow puss, which is like
a blue puss, right?
Yeah, then he said back to me, your mum's blue cunt. I'm like, what the fuck?
Maybe what does that even mean?
I don't know. Smurf puss, I guess.
Oh, that's too far.
Right, you ever seen Smurf porn?
No.
Oh, look it like up. To. It's hot, bro.
Maybe
yeah,
later.
It's being South Africa.
Your mum's a blow puss.
All right, your number two was Bernard Tomic's dad.
Stand by it. Stand by it.
The guy from the Just Waiting for a Mate YouTube video. That one's pretty good.
I would love to track him down.
Did you ever track him down on the podcast? Or
no,
you tried?
We tried to. Yeah, we tried. We didn't get him.
Who was the... I remember you last time we were hanging out, you telling me you tracked. You got a really random guest on the podcast.
Oh, we've had a couple random ones on the RIP Spotify produced one. And then we got a new one. We've had a couple weird ones like... you know the AFL for 2 years, they made the clubs make their own short films for Virgin. So rather than be like, oh, fans submit their best short films and the winner gets free flights, Virgin went to the clubs and said, we're going to the Virgin Footy Festival and every club, all 18, needs to submit their own short film.
That's so funny.
And the winner gets free flights to their preseason trip. And I was like, well, wouldn't they just buy it? But anyway, so the clubs that had no money tried really hard. And the clubs that didn't like just submitted like a kid, and there were some of the stuff that came out of that was insane. But one thing we did was interviewed two guys that were actually a part of this a cappella St Kilda song, and they all think it's the worst thing that's ever happened. The guys that made it think it's the best thing that ever happened, and it just gets replayed as a meme constantly. That's it's like, funny. Oh, and the scene,
can you find that, Alex?
Alex, look it up. Look it up, Jamie. As when your mates do something random, it just never fucking ends. Oh, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Is the best.
We've been trying to track down. You've probably heard of it because you're around the internet. You know the rap battle, niche Aussie rap battle.
Man, I've been trying to find him as well.
Snipes,
yes.
It's hard to find,
bro.
Right?
I've DM'd the page like 1,000 times. That's and Alex, so you would good. Know. It. I'm like, man, we're just trying to promote it because. I'm a killer clown today, bro.
I'm a killer clown today.
We did this thing where Alex was trying to work in those lines from the rap when he comes on stage to play guitar. So he'd be like, hey, kids, I'm a killer clown today. And the audience would be like, what the fuck?
I'm from Brooklyn.
And that's all right.
And then, like, if you watch the full video, the third verse is actually the worst because he's like, I actually lost my piece of paper that had all my shit. Otherwise, I'd be torching y'all. Oh, damn it. And like he breaks a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
I think that's my favorite one because he starts to get a bit like self, like reflective.
Right. Yeah. It's fully got a twist.
I know.
It's got a climax and a twist. And like, and then it's like Memento. It all makes sense at the end. You're like, oh, fuck.
This guy's actually a genius. Snipes is a genius. It's so funny because it's now gone viral 12 years later.
Oh. Yes.
And there's like 17,000 people like overseas reworking into like SpongeBob.
Yeah, I've seen it. So funny, like Simpsons memes and shit.
What does fish taste better with?
Lemon, you cunt. You know the first guy?
Have you watched the first guy?
There's an, no.
It's his bars. Touche's bars, bro.
Fish tastes better with lemon, you slut.
Oh, you slut.
Time cunt.
Yeah, I love
it. And they're like, whoa. I love they're at a gazebo too. They're at like a local. Yeah. Imagine how many reports that council got from these idiots swearing at the park. Oh,
bro, none.
Well, it's in Sunshine, Melbourne.
Yeah, it's a bit rough.
That's a bit rough area, huh?
Yeah. And I checked like all the comments and heaps of people asking, where is Snipes? No one knows where he is.
Oh, I know where he is. He's
still looking for that piece of paper.
He's on the Billboard Top 100, bro. He's Drake. Origin story.
Feel old yet?
That's his ghostwriter.
Please find him. If you guys, you'd be doing such a service. Right. I would love it so much because he's just at his job, like walking around going, boom,
yeah, just crush it.
Kill clown, mother. And then someone goes, you seen TikTok? And then he'll have a flashback to what it was.
He knows.
Like PTSD style, like flashback.
Yeah, we had,
worst day of his life, probably.
Have you had anyone on that level that you've tracked down?
No.
We are very bad at getting guests. You have got a lot more initiative than us.
Yeah, just this look up Acapella Saints.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, 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 that one, yeah.
Okay, I've got the Acapella Saints.
Yeah, let's
one.
Hear it.
Okay, right. Let's have a look at this Acapella Saints.
So, that, you know, it's a pretty good song, St. Kilda's theme song. Let's see how they improve it.
Oh, I like it already.
Oh, the dancing.
This one, oh, this one, the short film comp.
That's so funny.
Read old.
If you just go forward a bit, it just goes for a while. There's a rap scene. A little bit further. So if you just pause now. So they put in a rap portion, and Tom Lee, who's in it, he's such a legend. He's a groundskeeper and country football coach now, but he was on that list. He was mature. I grew up with him a little bit. Like, oh, we have similar friends. He's really funny dude. And he taught me through it. I was like, you sure you want to say all this? He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, I've got a kid of 10 years removed, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's talking about how the club was in like such turmoil at the time that like five of the players in that got delisted like a month later.
Oof.
And then he reckons they rocked up in the dodgiest part as they were – they're like, oh, we need two rappers. And there were like two guys that were slightly tanned. And they were like, oh, random, who could it be? And then, and everyone in the group was like, it's a bit fucked. Like even at the time, they were like, this is a bit weird. And so then there was a rap portion. But the guys, that, I think the one of the guys that made it went on to create those Pauline Hanson cartoons.
What?
You know those Pauline Hanson cartoons that are like kind of go viral and stuff? And they're like, they're actually well made. But they do that to try and like get in. People's eye, like yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
No way. I don't think.
You haven't seen them.
I don't think I have seen them.
I don't know if I've seen them either.
No, it's been quite. It's clever by them because they're like, all right, let's pay money for like well made cartoons that people don't even realize they're watching propaganda while they're watching it. It's just funny making fun of every other political party. But at the end of the day, the hero's always Hanson.
Mm. Oh, that's like anything that happens. Yeah, she's always coming out on top, right?
Yeah, she's
selling her sweaters. That was last thing.
But quite a jump.
Tom's got a bit. He does a bit about some occasions. We won't ruin the whole bit, but in the 90s, her nudes got released.
Fuck off.
Did you not know?
Like legitimately, or is this just stitch
up? No, it was like back in the day, like it's like a black and white fucking.
It was in the newspapers. So it was
she was a model or something.
No, definitely not.
Wow. She did some sexy pictures, I guess, for a partner at the time. He must have leaked them, and then back in the day, before cancel culture and revenge porn, he just fucking dropped them and sold them to the newspaper.
That's insane.
Insanity, bro. So for our international listeners, Pauline Hanson is a political...
Very right wing.
She's like a Tory in the UK, but even more extreme. Or there's in France, there's a very, very, like there's a staunch uprising of the same.
She's a hottie. Don't get us wrong. She's a hottie.
She also like hangs around like a cockroach. Like she's... in the game for like 40
years.
She's
hated so many minorities through the years. It always changes.
She's a redheaded Hillary Clinton.
I don't know about that.
I mean, looks wise.
Oh.
I reckon Hillary Clinton would be hotter.
No. Yeah. This is good. Okay, fuck, marry, kill. Pauline Hanson. Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God.
Who's another female politician?
What was that? Sarah Paulson. No, that's the chick from American Horror Story.
I was going to say. I thought that was Sarah Connor from Terminator.
Sarah Connor from Terminator.
Or Sarah Connor from Terminator.
Alex, who's another female politician?
I'm thinking of the chick. Who's the chick who was like...
Why don't we just chuck a male one in there that's... let's just chuck Albanese because it's all about the same sort of sexuality.
Yeah, while I was trying to think for the international listeners. I was trying to get a big international...
Okay. Oh, right. The German leader.
Yep. She's hot. Merkel or whatever.
Merkel, yeah.
Angela
yeah.
Merkel.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Would you want to fuck her or marry her?
Well, marry her. She'd be bloody supportive. She's held that economy up there. Okay. And like, if she can get my budget
I don't even know
who
she is, but the other two options aren't great.
Yeah, she got her warlocks, bro.
I'd probably...
She got magic coming out that chest.
Yeah.
I'd have to kill Pauline, I reckon.
Obviously kill Pauline.
Yeah.
But,
Frenchie wasn't sure about it.
Well,
he's wearing a red hat, I guess.
Well, it depends. That means you're fucking Hillary, yeah?
Yeah.
You're breaking up that marriage, bro. You really want to be a part of that?
I think they're just only on.
I think she's got a few hall passes, surely. Yeah. He's done some things.
Right. Yeah, you're not wrong. That's Bill.
Very good. Very good, Frenchie. I want to hear the rap, actually. Have you still got that?
Rap of what?
Snipes.
Oh, yeah.
We want to hear Snipes.
No, 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 not Snipes.
Oh, I was excited for a second.
I would say bullets are going to spray. I'm in Brooklyn. That's all right.
We're on different pages here.
No, it's up now.
All right. He's a master, get resurrected now. Shake your ass.
I said, shake your ass. I said, shake your ass. Shake your ass.
To be fair, the end is actually pretty
boring.
Oh, this
is pretty good.
And they got Nick Brewer, Hall of Famer, so.
I don't hate it.
Is this the players singing?
Yeah. Well, maybe they. No, they probably.
It sounds like women.
It sounds like a gospel choir, bro.
Well, I'm telling you, they delisted everyone by that time, so they had to fill it out a bit.
Yeah. That was good.
St. Kilda doing well now, though, so.
I'm glad they got the prize.
We actually.
Is that your team?
No, I'm more Freo. The WA team's doing pretty bad right now.
Rip.
No, I like Free. Free will be back. Rip. They've been bad for so long that no one cares. It's just like, hey, that's what you do. You just support them. One guy we got that was interesting is Thorpey had a TV show called Thorpey's Angels.
Yes. What? I remember this.
I don't remember this.
I remember this because so I looked it up recently.
Yeah, he was under contract with Channel 7 after winning gold. And it's like, well, you're in exclusivity with us for 4 years. And then so someone goes, shit, we got to make something with Thorpey this year. Otherwise, we lose him. Yeah. And then so in an office, they're like, I don't know, Charlie's Angels, but it's Ian Thorpe. And then they got Jackie O,
yes.
This New Zealand chick, Simone Kessel, that would go on to be, she's pretty like esteemed actress now. And there was one other woman, but I forget her name. But we got Simone Kessel randomly. She was over filming for the Obi-Wan series.
Sick.
And I emailed her manager, and the manager messaged her. And she's like, I'm in quarantine. I'm so bored. I would love a like really good laugh, and she just like told us the funniest stories about the least organized like TV show ever. Like,
you got to look up Alex.
So, what
Forrest,
did Thorpey's Angels do then?
Thorpey's Angels.
He went and taught undercover kids
angels.
How to.
Yes, yes.
He taught kids how to swim or something.
No, they were like angels, so he would send them off to do good deeds. And so but she was saying all these weird things happened. Like one time, this kid lost a dog, so rather than buy another dog, they took a dog from up the street and gave it to them from another family. And then another time she reckoned that they replaced the pond in the backyard of a house and it was meant to surprise the husband. And then they'd all set up for the surprise and he'd been at the pub for like 11 hours and he rocked up and he was furious. He was like, what have you fucking done to my house?
Oh,
and they were like, kind of like, what should we do now? But she was so funny about it. Like, she was laughing head off and then she became really close with Thorpey from it.
Yeah,
well, that's worth it to brush shoulders with the fucking legend Thorpedo.
That's right. Yeah,
I did a similarly poorly organized thing back in the day. I was probably a year into the Frenchie fame, if we call it that. I get hit up in Brisbane. They're like, "Do you want to do this really nice thing for charity? We've teamed up." I was like, "What's that mental health one like for depression or whatever?
Beyond Blue,
like one of those ones, maybe Beyond Blue or Headspace or something like that."
Black Dog.
They've teamed up with Domino's Pizza, and
that's what it's called.
And I've teamed up with Domino's Pizza, and a person's who's having a tough time's favorite celebrity is going to deliver them a pizza. We got Tiger Lily doing it, Will Sparks, a lot of DJs. That should have been the clue.
Yeah,
when it's only DJs and me. They're like, well, you're in Brisbane, we've tracked down one of your biggest fans, you got to deliver them some free pizza. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll do it. I don't want to turn down charity. Because at that point, you didn't realize some things are for charity, some things.
Some things are 90%
really
of charities
charity.
Are like literally in like just someone's benefiting, not the children.
Exactly.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so they gave me like two pizzas, maybe three pizzas.
Generous.
They come in, we knock on the door. And he goes, oh, hey, it's Frenchie here to deliver your pizza. It was this girl, like maybe, oh, fuck. She was 15. She's like, oh, is your mum home? Maybe she applied. Mum comes through, like, no, we don't. Nah, cool. We'll take the pizzas, though.
Were you dressed like this? Because this looks like a pizza boy outfit now I think about it.
I was dressed how I wear. I'm like, Frenchie, you see my videos?
So who organized this?
Some fucking scam lord. I don't fucking know.
That's
bro.
So embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
Hey, here
bro.
I am, guys.
So embarrassing,
the pizza
bro.
Guy.
I'm about to make someone's day. Not one person in the house has seen any one of my videos. I might as well just be a pizza delivery boy.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm basically Jesus. I'm here to save you.
That was so embarrassing. I'm trying to do a good thing and you're
you're fucking That's embarrassing funny. Me like this.
Dude, we got to watch the intro to Thorpey's Angels because I remember it's fucking funny.
Show us.
It's them all in a car and, hey, Thorpey's Angels. It's like...
Show us.
With those videos, I just remembered one more thing we're doing for the next week's ep, which is probably out already, is Melbourne did one and it was a really sad one where they went to Adelaide and the biggest Melbourne fan got to meet the two biggest names for the Melbourne Demons. And all, it was like, this one's going to win the Virgin Footy Festival this year. And a week later, it went kind of viral back in then, and then it just disappeared. And it turned out the guy that in Adelaide was that one with Munchausen's by proxy. So he was pretending his son was sick to try and get stuff. And then I did a little bit more research, and there's 10 articles on this one dude, and he's complete psycho. And then I mentioned him in passing in Melbourne, and someone's like, I'm from Adelaide. You're talking about him? Oh my God. And then he's bombarded me with his own evidence. And this guy was just messaging every professional team and company in the country being my son is sick. Please give us free stuff. And the Demons, to their credit, tried to do something really nice. Yeah. And they did it and it came off really good, but it was all a scam for the dad who was a complete fucking psycho.
My God.
Some people are scary. There was that famous one in America with that chick who was fully in a wheelchair and shit. She didn't need to
10
be.
Or 15 years.
And then she got her boyfriend to murder her mum.
Maybe every ninth SVU episode is about that. So I'm well aware of the singles. My missus loves SVU. But I was thinking about this. Munchausen, quite a fun name.
It is very
Munchausen. Very German, bro.
Sounds like a delicious snack bar.
Exactly what I want to do to Angela Merkel, bro. I want to munch that housing, bro.
I'll get a Coke Zero and does the Munchausen's by proxy come with cheese? Cool. No, come with proxy.
Munchausen, Schweinsteiger.
Have you got the intro for us? Yeah. All right, this is
it's the old Foxtel thing.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Undercover Angels, Ian Thorpe.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, tune.
Oh, Jackie O.
Young Jackie O.
She looks pretty good.
Yeah, she's got it going on.
Are we
going
to get claimed?
True.
I don't know if anyone knows this song.
Just sing over it.
This is a rogue song.
She's the tough
one. You had on?
Yeah, she was really cool.
Yeah,
she's a hottie.
She
too.
Said they all got free Alfa Romeos, which was great. Oh, nice. Great back in the day when you had no money being an Australian actor.
Better than a Beta Romeo.
So they're driving cars, dressed sexy, hopping out of cars, walking like Charlie's Angels.
Ooh. Where's Ian? Surely he's in a pool.
Angels, okay. We've got some people who found themselves in a bit of trouble this week, and we're going to do everything we can to help.
Okay, the best part about young Thorpey was that he didn't come out of the closet till near the end of his swimming career, wasn't it?
I think after, wasn't it?
It was after.
Because he had he was obviously a lot of internal turmoil with his...
Yeah, but then you look at him there, you're like...
He looks like Ricky Martin.
Yeah. He's Australia's Ricky Martin.
He's a good looking young dude. And so she became really good mates with him and reckons she was mates him all through that tough period as well.
Well, he was the golden boy of Australian swimming. He
smashed it. I remember watching that shit when I was
We had him, Kathy for the Olympics. They
Nikki
just
Webster.
Had all our dreams. Nikki Webster. And then three. Michael Diamond.
Michael Jackson.
No, Michael Diamond, bro. He was a shooter. He always won gold.
Did he shoot someone?
But he did. Yeah, I think he actually did. Oh,
so he was a shooter who shot someone.
Yeah, there was some sort of asterisk, but there was.
Nah, don't worry, no one listens. Okay.
Michael Diamond's I'm never listening again.
Michael Diamond did Columbine. You can say that. Okay. Fuck. Don't
say that. Asterisk. He was great because every 4 years he became a household name. It's Michael Diamond, the guy could shoot everything.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, bro.
That sounds like a Will Ferrell movie, Michael Diamond, the shooter.
Right. I
just need to hear Thorpey's mission.
So go on,
I want to hear the
give
mission.
Give us a mission, Thorpedo.
Keep playing. I just want to hear what the mission
Help
is.
Them out. First up, Katie, we've got a couple who've done it tough trying to get a new family off the ground.
Good graphics.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Their names are Shane and Janine, and they've put lots of money into IVF treatment. The good news is
this is
going to
get
worked,
sad.
But now they're facing some hefty bills with three little ones on the way.
Three?
Don't you choose how many you get?
She looks
I think
old
back then
as
they
as
used
well.
To just like
throw them in there.
Their puppy Kelly was stolen a little while ago.
This is the puppy one.
We need to find a replacement fast.
Replacement?
And I heard there's one
not look for the dog.
Really got their heart set on, but finding it is not going to be easy. And Jackie, I need you to arrange a special surprise for this woman.
Her name's Jane McCartan, and she's devoted years to fostering kids. Her husband thinks it's about time she gets something special herself. Trouble is, he's a little short on ideas on how to pull it all together.
So what are we looking at? Maybe doing something around the house?
Oh, that's a sexy voice.
That's not what she sounds like.
Oh, wow.
Got it.
So that's it, Angels. Not a moment to lose. And remember, surprise is the key.
Yes, though.
And then he just dives into a pool.
Dolphin boy.
Yeah, we should start a movement, Ian Thorpe for Aquaman.
Oh, wouldn't that be good? Oh.
It'd be weird having a guy that can actually swim that fast.
Yeah, bro. No CGI needed, bro. Maybe it's like his brother, his Australian brother comes in for the sequel. I don't know how many Aquaman there are. Well, Aquaman, you can just call it Aquaman.
But he could be like more like a shark boy, like they do prosthetics on his head and shit and give him some gills.
Mm.
Or actually make him a torpedo.
Okay.
Ooh. So they shoot him out of a submarine.
Like a really crudely papier-mache.
They just tape his arms and legs together.
Yeah, completely can't see his face. It's just behind a black screen.
What'll be cool is that AI and technology will get so good is that we'll have all these ideas like ChatGPT, but then they can turn it into a cartoon for us.
Yeah,
we can say Ian Thorpe as a torpedo getting shot out at Aquaman or whatever, and they can like
we watch it and we're like, wasn't that good? I can see why not.
Better in my
it.
Mind.
yeah, it'll be like pub days before people could call you out on facts. It's like you can just be like, oh fuck, did you know I can run the 3-minute mile in fucking 2.5 minutes? Like, oh, I believe you, Jono. It's a better time.
Have you made a video about that?
No, did you?
No, I. That's a really good idea for a video.
Okay, we're doing it in Sydney.
Because it's so true. Being like, man, he's apparently like the fucking strongest guy ever. It's like, no, he isn't.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it there. That's cool, bro. The Sydney videos. Let's go.
All right. Should we get into some... Oh, wait. I've got one last shit thing.
Oh, cool.
On famous birthdays, for some reason...
Why am I on famous birthdays?
I don't know, but it's pretty funny.
It's weirdly accurate, boy. Too.
Yeah. So... For some reason, famous birthdays also tells you celebrities who are the same age as you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so, okay, I'll give you some. The first two, a bit problematic. You got Shane Dawson and Chris Brown.
Oh, you got the same birthday as Chris Brown.
Maybe not the same birthday, but the same age.
Oh, right, cool,
that
cool.
Was a tab on famous birthdays.
Shouldn't it be the same birthday?
That'd make more sense. Markiplier, YouTuber.
Oh, great.
We're going same birthday.
Yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, hello.
Emma Stone.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Elizabeth Olsen, I like her as well.
See, the Emma Stone thing, you know, if you ever accidentally get in the elevator, it's like, oh, by the way. Oh, no, that makes me sound like a complete psycho if I'm like, I know your birthday.
Yeah, it's good to know everyone's birthday.
No.
But is that the first thing you'd say if you got in the elevator with her?
No. Yeah, no.
I know your birthday.
Yeah, exactly. That's a bit...
Doors closed.
Silence
for the rest of the trip. So when we catch elevators on tour, because it's four of us and we're already in a bit of a mood.
Yeah.
Whenever strangers get on, Tom always tries to make it awkward for us by saying weird things.
I don't like making people uncomfortable, but Frenchie gets off on it. So people hop in the lift and Frenchie will just go, Tom, remember how you really like clams? Like something that does make fucking sense? And I'll be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, what was a really bad one that I never followed? I was like,
blueberries.
Yeah.
Tom, yeah, what did you say? Tom, did you have blueberries for breakfast? I just didn't even answer you. I was like, that's the worst chat I've ever
Tom's
heard.
Like just woken up, like grumpy. And then in French, he said, people... he's like, I am the smartest fucking guy.
Sometimes, I am hilarious.
Sometimes I'll play songs on through my phone, slob on my knob, or use my asshole as a cunt.
It's like an old lady who's just terrified, surrounded by all these men.
No, but I stand and I face the wall so it's not intimidating.
At the back.
That's smart. Have you guys seen this Spidey Turin guy? Is the guy traveling around the world. I think he might be autistic, so that's the thing.
Okay.
But he does this text-to-speech thing where he'll walk around with a speaker, and he's so obnoxious as well.
Yeah.
And he'll walk around, and people are submitting for $3 or $5, like, so anonymous sent in, like, fuck you, N-word, just goes on and on and on and on. And then it'll just play, like, bombs hitting a city. But he was in Turkey the other day doing it to try and make, I don't know, $100. And the Turkish police arrested him. Like they came up and stopped the live stream.
Funny. Yeah, I saw one recently.
I saw Fusey Tubes.
What?
Did you see Fusey Tubes recently?
Maybe it was Fousey Tube.
Fousey Tube's in a Walmart in America.
Yeah, I think it was.
And they played through because they write whatever's going to come out of his speaker.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And what came out was, I've got a gun. I'm going to kill all you motherfuckers.
Oh, no.
And then it was gun noises. And so Fousey just runs out.
He's running in a backpack out of a Walmart with that plane. I was like, Jesus, in America, really?
Yeah, just pick the right city, maybe. Far out. That's so terrifying.
He could have been dead, bro. Yeah.
So stupid.
Do you watch much YouTube?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll definitely do it. Like, I'm obsessed with the Spidey kid. I'll always just do clips. Like, I'll always watch clips. I watch a bit of, like, if I ever see a comedian linking me to it, I always do it. Or also Friendly Geordies. I always watch Friendly Geordies.
Who's your guilty pleasure YouTuber? Like, is there any, like, of the big dogs you secretly like, fuck, KSI's kind of good? Not guilty, but you know what I mean? Like,
you know who it
Dobrik
is?
Dobrik back in the day, was any of the OGs you watched?
You know what it is? It's like, Mr. Beast gets me in sometimes, and I'm
so
like, and he's like,
so clever.
We exploded an entire train. I'm like,
yeah,
well, I just wouldn't mind seeing it. And so then I like see the curve and then find it, and then like, oh wow, that is pretty. How does he have this much money?
Yeah.
What about you guys? Well, who is it?
I have to click on that, bro. When they got a good title, you're like, I have to click on that. I have to click
Mr. Beast is a good one because I'll see like a title like giving homeless people $3 million, and you're like, how the fuck did you know? Like, it's just like, how much money?
Well, my actual favorite back in the day was Jimmy Tatro.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you know,
no.
Well, he's now like an actual
actor.
He does his own show on all these channels. Real Bros of Simi Valley. Have you heard of that show?
No.
Oh, he was the man back in the day. He did like college skits, kind of.
Yeah.
It was real frat boy energy.
Yeah, he was my favorite back in the day. Nowadays, I don't watch that much YouTube. TikTok holes just fucking get me now.
Yeah.
I watch true crime YouTube. That's all I do.
I get excited when there's like a 17-minute one I actually want to watch. Like if it's like a Geordie's one, it's like, oh, we're going to watch this one.
Actually, you know who I do watch on YouTube a lot still? Tyler Cassidy. He used to be Froggy Fresh.
Oh, really? And what's he do now?
A Krispy Kreme.
Well, he started as Krispy Kreme. He's like a meme rapper. Then he turned into Froggy Fresh because Krispy Kreme were trying to sue him. And did meme rap. And now he does like heartfelt piano songs as Tyler Cassidy. He's that one. Macklemore Wife's a Cunt is a really good one. He's the fucking man. He's doing a creative.
He's got really good
songs. Fighting iDubbbz or someone in a creative crowd.
Oh, really?
But he's like semi, I assume he's on the spectrum. But he's like really short genius from like rural America, and he's
got
just
some
like
actual good songs.
Bangers, bro.
Well, the funny thing about that is like, man, whatever craft you're doing, if you're doing it for 20 years and he's making shit music, and he's writing for 20 years, quite a lot.
Yep.
But one day he's like, am I like good at this now?
Yeah.
I was joking the whole time.
He had that viral TikTok song, like the girlfriend one.
Oh yeah.
I'm the baddest boyfriend.
Your boyfriend's a bitch. He ain't shit. He can suck on my dick. I am with all that shit. But
classic.
That's when a notification pops up from him. I'm like, I'm listening to this. He's up to Chris Hemsworth Part 4 because he's got songs about how much he hates his Chris Hemsworth because now his girlfriend wants him to look like that. This beautiful, broad, muscular, big dick man. He's like, fuck you, Chris Hemsworth. You've ruined all women's expectations of what men could be.
It's also the fact that he's like a really loving dad and like a great husband as well. Yeah. So he's not even a bachelor who's unobtainable. He's also married and happy and having the best time ever.
Yeah, but also, you know, he's got a prosthetic penis.
Are you trying to put a little bit of doubt
this
in
the
Hemsworth?
This is a fake news we started. We did about 3 different articles about why he's got a prosthetic penis. Shark Attack was one reason.
And then we tagged him in it and posted it on TikTok and it got removed. So I reckon his people cleaned it out.
Have you guys seen this? Oh, sorry. I don't know if this. I'm breaking the...
Nah, all good.
We got nothing going.
So I know you got... like, this thing happened yesterday. So Jared Whateley is like an esteemed... And this probably have blown up even more by the time this comes out. But... so he's like a very serious AFL journo, won lots of awards, and someone just made a fake quote tile that has him saying like an average player from Geelong is like the Lionel Messi of like football. Like his Lionel, sorry, fuck, I'm fucking that up. But he's like the Messi of football, and it's a fake tile, but it looks real. And, you know, it's clearly fake. No one would say that, but like a couple of people got baited in. He replied 17 times or something, being like, remove this, it's fake news, we want to find the person that made this. And like, and it just has now spiraled out of control because
that's
everyone's creating their own now.
Yeah. Bro, that's not
so
how
funny.
You de-escalate the situation.
He's going on AM radio going, Whoever the man is that did that, please remove it. It is not on. Coming up to 9 o'clock, the latest from Essendon, and like goes on like that. Like,
no, that's like when I was doing those cameos, fucking yeah. Beverly Mitchell went on Sunrise to talk about how she didn't really shout out Ivan Milat or something.
For real.
Just to clear her name. And that. It was like Channel's Seventh Heaven star clears her name.
But it's so funny that it's because her doing that makes it even wider.
Oh. I know.
I always legitimizes find it so funny.
It. Oh, it's yeah. so funny.
And that's obviously going to mean more content for you.
Oh, yeah. I
didn't
it.
Shout out Ivan Milat. I shout out Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff,
did you get her again or you only got her the once? Oh, no. She shouted you out next time. Tom Armstrong, you're yeah. a really funny comedian. Yeah, yeah that's right.
So funny.
You know what's always funny on like that and Sky News and stuff? I know Auntie Donna are on Sky News recently and it's like, the guy who's not the demographic and also so removed from reality going, and that's not even, is that even funny? Like, yeah. it's always like the person saying, yeah. the Today Show host going, it's not even funny. It's like, isn't it completely subjective? And also, yeah. why would you have any way of relating to these people?
And like, yeah. why would so many people watch it if it wasn't funny?
Yeah. Right, that's what's so funny. And they're like, in their audience, they're like, I was right, wasn't I? This isn't funny. Disgusting. And then they get destroyed on the internet. All their kids just look at all the fucking hate their idiot parents are getting. Yeah. That's not funny, is it, children? It's like, oh.
It's pretty funny. Here's some stories. This one's pretty good. It's about McDonald's Indonesia. You can now get a wedding package. So this might be an option for you, French.
Yes.
Frenchie's getting married, did you?
Yes,
oh, congratulations.
Thank well. You. I appreciate that.
So you could have like all your guests get some chicken nuggets and a McChicken.
Oh, fuck. The missus loves nuggets, bro.
Dude, this might be the go.
This might be the go. Do
I
you
know,
get?
I know our man Luke on the cameras, he's actually addicted to McDonald's, so we've got to avoid it on tour.
Yeah, we're not allowed to get Maccas, yeah.
What, you have to actually change the Google Maps to avoid them?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
he can drive much. Past them.
Oh, but he starts twitching.
And, oh, if he's got the wheel, he can't. No, no.
No,
he,
no.
He's in there. But if Alex is driving...
Yeah,
sometimes he'll sense it's coming up. Be like, oh, can I use the bathroom or whatever the next stop is?
Mm. Like, I need to McShit. I mean, McPoo.
So, yes, sometimes we have to do like Red Rooster and shit like that because yeah, we don't want to like get him back on the wagon.
Right.
We're not even joking.
He's like, oh, yeah, I was just driving home. I'd get like 6 chicken and cheese, 5.
Are you serious, Luke?
Yeah.
You're such a fit dude, though. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's weird.
You should have seen him before, bro.
Skinny dudes who can eat him. So he doesn't put on weight. He just feels like a terrible person when he eats it.
It's a real addiction. I don't know why he makes
it. He said it's a real addiction when he doesn't know why we're making fun of him.
This is the point where we need to, like, call it. I'm sorry. This was the line and we crossed it. Sorry.
Yeah. Well.
Asterisk.
Also, he had a Ronald McDonald impersonator at a party when he was a kid, and like he gave him a special birthday dance or something. And we don't know exactly what happened. We think it might be related to.
Trauma.
I don't know. Yeah, there's some sort of backstory we haven't really gotten into yet. Yeah. I tried to get into it on the elevator one day.
In front of an old couple.
I was like, oh, what's the deal with Ronald McDonald giving you a lap dance? he didn't respond, so we'll get into it one day.
Why is Luke running out crying?
I'm sorry, buddy. Sorry.
Your muscle pulls.
Do you want to go through the next story for us? Because I think you've got a video that's funny. The pasta.
I was going to say the one. I got the one about the tourist who dies trying to drink 21 okay. cocktails yep, out of, on a bar one. Menu.
Go oh. for it.
So, a tourist holidaying in Jamaica died after attempting to drink all 21 cocktails on a drinks Shouldn't bar laugh. Menu.
So why?
It's a bit funny.
Did he get an award as well? Or
we didn't do it.
Post-mortem?
That's the sad part is that he didn't even get close. How many cocktails did he get through?
I think 12. So he met...
That's so cheap.
I feel like the problem with those like island countries is they're really generous.
They
with
do
the
free
pour
a lot. Yeah,
fuck, if you're having 12,
did you get
probably 4 shots in each.
Was it like a free t-shirt if you did all 21? Is that the deal?
Free coffin.
Sandals, Jamaica.
Right. Also, if you drink 21 cocktails with a group of 9 friends, good for a murderer afterwards.
Okay.
That's a good point. It's a good scene.
Maybe that's what happened.
That's the
maybe
next White Lotus. The next White Lotus is there. Okay, cool.
Maybe that's how he died.
Yeah, was he drank 12 cocktails and then mysteriously got stabbed.
Was it a special deal? Like, you know, like kebab stalls, like you eat this massive kebab, it's you get free. Your picture on the kebab wall or it's free?
No, so it's in the article it just says that he met two Canadian women who were celebrating their birthday and were trying to complete this 21 cocktail challenge and then he gave it a go.
Oh, yeah, Canadians can drink, yeah.
What if he was a diabetic and they obviously have a lot of sugar, but he was trying so hard to impress these girls and his feet are swelling up and stuff and he's like, no, just one more pina colada. I'll be fine.
I don't know if I could name 21 cocktails with a gun to my head.
Okay.
That's a lot.
I think you could.
You reckon?
Yeah.
You try.
Vodka pina colada, tequila pina colada, Kahlua pina colada.
He just moneyballed you.
Nah, damn.
Moneyballed.
I'd say the pina colada is the cocktail.
Okay, that's the game. Everyone's got to guess.
We'll go around.
No. So you say how many you can name, and then the highest number gets it, and if they can't do it, they do a punishment. If they can do it, they do a punishment.
That's a game show, isn't it?
It's a game show.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm going to say
12.
I don't know if I can beat that.
And you can't do gin and tonics and stuff.
That's not a cocktail.
No,
that's
it needs to be like needs to be a great cocktail.
And you can't do what you were doing just
now. Well, yeah.
Okay, I'll look them up check if I'll be.
But Alex is your guy.
Okay, everyone, pick a number. Quick.
I'll do 11.
Oh, you?
No, you got to.
Okay, well it's on.
So
me.
It's on you. You went high, bro.
All right.
Okay, pina colada.
Yep.
Mojito.
Already wrong. It's mojito. I'm joking. You're right.
Mojito. Well, with the daiquiris, can I do a strawberry daiquiri and then the other sort of daiquiris?
No, just one daiquiri.
White Russian.
Cool.
Black Russian.
I think that's
a drink, isn't it?
Double check, Alex.
Long Island iced tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fruit tingle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blue sunrise.
No.
That might be one. Look it up.
You could easily change that to a more common.
Common one, yeah.
Cosmopolitan.
There you go.
Yeah, there you
Tequila
go.
Sunrise.
Yep.
Oh, three to go.
Nine.
Fuck. Sex on the beach.
Shame you are, Luke.
Sex on the beach. Let's
We're going go. Past Macca's now, Luke, since you did that. We're getting fucking so many chicken and cheese and taping them to your head.
Espresso martini.
Yep.
That's 10. Two more. Otherwise,
you're not
to tell him the punishment
the
is we
you're
stab
not counting
you.
Sex on the beach.
Fuck. No, we counted sex on the beach, didn't we? Oh, no, we're not counting that, actually. No, because he gave it to you.
this is strict.
Irish car bomb.
Yeah.
Was that more of
a shot
or than a cocktail?
I'll allow that one because it involves a lot of
fish bowl. Don't you get them in New Orleans?
No, but I think they're normally like a...
I think that's just the size, the shape. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. He's bit off more than he can chew.
Caipirinha.
What?
It's a Brazilian drink. Caipirinha.
Caipirinha.
I'd say
that's
said it wrong.
Caipirinha.
I think you said
Caipirinha.
That was great.
Okay.
Caipirinha. Yeah.
Should we get into some fake news?
Yes.
Alex is like, I'm going to cut this.
He was so close. I think he had
I hit 12, but we had Luke.
Hold on.
Yeah, that was really good.
He wouldn't allow you to have any thanks for it.
That's a good game, but we should do that with real stakes. Okay. Fake news. Let's do it.
All right. So we were talking about potential fake news.
Yeah,
what were we saying?
Well, Josh was saying Sacha Baron Cohen to live in Perth, so he could do a story about that.
I was looking up like people. Is it true John Hughes, who did Breakfast Club and shit, lives in Perth?
John Hughes,
who's like the huge director. I was on a Reddit thread, and people were saying
really.
Like, yeah, like he did
like
fucking
in the 80s,
Home Alone.
In the '80s, he did like the biggest
Buck.
Ones ever. Yeah.
Apparently he lives in Hughes and he sells Hyundai's or something. I'm like,
that can't be true. No.
Must be someone else, right?
So like, you know, in every city growing up, there was like
the local
ads.
Yeah, right.
And there's this bald guy who's been 100 for like 100 years.
Okay.
Because you know when you're young, you just like assume they're all old, but then you've grown up and he's still doing the ads. Mm. Pardon me. And he's like, I'm John Hughes in Victoria Park. And
it's not the director.
In the ad every single time.
I was like, that is insane if fucking the director moved to Perth.
He went to get a used car dealership.
I was like, that is a fall from grace.
What a life.
That's funny.
Shout
out John Hughes from Perth.
Shout out John Hughes. I think Sacha Baron Cohen could be a good one.
And also a basketball one could be good because Josh is obviously respected in the basketball community.
You do want about because all the NBA players were here like a couple of weeks ago because they're all back in. No, not in Perth, in Australia. Because they were all back in between seasons.
Yeah.
Or the Australian
ones. Who's the most famous that was here?
Josh Giddey was over Melbourne. Dyson Daniels is back. And then there's all
the other ones. They were the Aussie ones. You're saying ones were back.
Cam Johnson was in Melbourne for a little bit. He's from
I'm trying to think who... People know Giddey, I guess. But I'm trying to think if there was like a Curry or like a LeBron or someone over here. Or like someone, a big dog. We can do a rumor about.
Shaq's coming
soon. Because you want someone who's not going to see it. Whereas Giddey and Dyson Daniels.
They just text you and they go, what the fuck, bro?
What the fuck? I did not do that.
Shaq?
Yeah, Shaq's a good one. Okay, we'll do a Shaq rumor. Do you want to do your Sacha Baron Cohen one first while we're thinking of it?
Are we just making it up and then read?
Yeah, just say, you know how we used to live here.
But we leave all this in.
I reckon so it's like Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher asked one couple for a threesome.
Yep. Okay, okay.
On the piss.
You want to do it?
No, you guys didn't hear it from me.
Okay.
Let me start off for you. So, Josh, you're from Perth. Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher used to live here. I believe you've got a fun little story about them.
The way you said Isla.
Okay, you do
it. No. I'm just like, are you guys going to clip up this video?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so the real listeners know we're making shit up. And then we clip 33 seconds for TikTok just going, well, my friend told me.
Okay. Do them because they're too famous.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Do you need another intro?
Yeah, give me an intro.
Give it to them then.
So, Josh, you're from Perth and Isla Fisher and Saren. Saren.
Oh, it's not as hard to say names, is it?
Yes.
Saren Gass.
Saren. So, Josh, you're from Perth.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor Isla Fisher and Sacha Baron Cohen actually lived here for quite some time. Is that true?
Yeah, there was
a story you heard.
Yeah, I heard it. Man, heaps of stories. Apparently, they're party animals, right?
Yeah, right.
And, you know, lovely people, but they're very giving. And so they would always, our friends would be down south. We're around the age, you got a wineries and breweries down south, which is the wine region in West Australia. Mm-hmm. And one night, this like tall, dark haired guy's like, I see my partner's over there, this red headed woman. And they're like, hey, we've got a really nice place. There's a hot tub. Any chance you're really good looking? We're having a couple of beers. You want to come back?
Ooh.
And so it turns out they said no. And they'll, you know, a bit full, you know, this isn't just a beer. We want to like, you know, we think you're beautiful.
Wow.
And they had a couple of drinks. They went further and they end up having sex. Yeah.
Frenchie's blowing it.
They end up what? Yeah, let's go from there.
Oh, sorry. And I think they end up, you know, being intimate.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Random had a threesome with Sacha Baron Cohen.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Do that clean.
Very nice,
high five. I wonder if they high fived doing it.
Yeah, apparently he was in character the whole time. He would not drop the ball because you know he's notoriously strict with his character, but he would like, because there was so much euphoria, he would like switch between Bruno and Borat and stuff. And then, so it was effectively a foursome because of the character depth. Yeah.
Mm, that's crazy.
That's great.
There we go. Okay, cool. Okay, let's do an NBA one then.
I'll do a Shaq one.
Yep.
So Shaq's coming back to Australia, but he's having some issues because Australia's really strict with like visas and stuff. Mm. If you've got any criminal records, it's really hard to get in the country. And it's been unveiled when Shaq was a younger man. One of his partners in the bedroom, he's obviously very large. He smothered her to death.
Yeah, you got to do that straight. Sorry, what?
So one of his partners, when he was a young man, he's obviously quite a large man, and he was in the bedroom, and he basically, he had such a girthy member, he skewered the woman to death.
Say skewered. I was ready.
Girthy member.
I was ready for smothered. I was ready for smothered.
So Shaq actually does have a criminal charge. It was accidental murder. Because he smothered a woman with his monster cock.
Oh, what?
Oh, she died.
She died. She choked to death.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That is a danger.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. So hopefully he makes it to Australia, though. It'd be great to see it.
Mm.
Good for basketball.
Mm. Yeah, that's such a good...
So where do you go? You just chuck these randomly on Reddit and someone normally picks them up?
On TikTok.
Yeah, we can do a Josh Giddey one. That'll be fun. But like a lighter, more funny one. So Josh Giddey, Australia's next big thing in basketball, is killing it at the moment. But he's got a new rule that's going to be enforced this season.
In the game or in
outside the game. So the coach says he's a bit too obsessed with TikTok. He's only allowed to do 35 minutes of TikTok dances a day.
Oh, he does the dances.
Big fan of the dances. So, and he's putting in his next contract that one day a week he gets to team up with Addison Rae and Charli D'Amelio.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's a big fan of them.
Well, his stock is going to rise worldwide as like the number one e-boy in the world.
Definitely.
Because he'll also dunk on you.
Oh, definitely. Well, he's got a new celebration he's working on where he pulls a vape out of his sock and then he just vapes as he's running back down the court.
Mm.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, he's sponsored by him, so.
Sick cunt.
That's believable. What's one more? One more. Finish off with a bang. Really random ass one.
Who else?
I guess Barbie movie will be out by then. Will it be too?
Right.
Margot Robbie, something about Margot Robbie.
Yeah,
maybe Margot say Robbie's that you bumped good. Into her in Sydney, like because it was on the promo stuff. Be like,
oh yeah,
and be like, oh, I bumped into her. It's so weird, and then something like that. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, surely that's something believable.
Margot Robbie,
because she's doing the rounds now, right?
Oh, she's fucking cooking.
I'll just say she was really rude,
really bogan or something.
Yeah, go rude.
Rude, just psycho.
Do Maccas in it because like they love to get Maccas involved. Yeah, sorry, Luke. Be like, but
yeah,
like,
I saw her
like
at Maccas.
Took your Maccas order or something. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
I saw her in Maccas and I tried to get a photo.
I finally got to see the Barbie movie the other day. Not bad. I don't have any strong thoughts one day, way or the other.
I don't want to see it. I'm kind of off Margot Robbie at the moment.
Oh, how come?
Because I fucking this is really embarrassing, but I was driving between Sydney and Melbourne and I went to like one of the random Maccas for a stop and Margot Robbie was there. I think she was doing like some promo around town or something and she was just like grabbing a drink or something. And I went up to her and asked for a photo and I was very polite. I waited till she'd finished having a conversation with whoever she was with. And I said, "Hi, Margot, can I get a photo?" And she goes, "Can you get the fuck away from me?"
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, she goes, "Your head is way too big for your body. You look like a Bratz doll and I'm a Barbie girl. Get the fuck out of here."
You're in a Barbie world, so.
Yeah, I know. It was really embarrassing. And then Grimace raped me. I'm not going to put that in, obviously. Yeah, okay.
What's with all the Grimace memes lately?
Yeah, there was something about some kind of Grimace shake or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. Do you know?
It's a new Harlem shake.
How often these get picked up, you reckon, like, by...
Not often enough.
Yeah.
They're getting on to us.
But they'll get, like, the Kardashian... Whenever we do Kardashian, they get, like, a million views easy.
Yeah, the Kardashian ones always cook.
Like we
it's such a good idea because it's so unbelievable, so it's immediately hilariously
and sometimes
funny.
People are just pissed off that we're men seriously talking about the Kardashians. They get really triggered. They're like, two grown men doing a podcast about the Kardashians. Get fucked.
I still think there's videos in just podcast jokes. Like, there's never-ending podcast, like, satire. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to do more of those ones.
That's like just the dudes talking about like women.
just
us.
We had my mate Katie, she's a comedian in Perth. We had her on our pod to fill in for a guy who's away for 7 weeks in Europe. He goes every year, and I'm like, oh, cool. It's just kind of like when we make our money, but whatever. and Katie jumped on, so we're like, oh, you're a woman. We have no female listeners. Let's do a woman's world segment. And so they put on a sting. It's like mums and grandmas too. It's woman's world for me and you. And then like. La 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 la. And then so what's it like being a woman? She starts speaking. We just started speaking over her.
That's so funny.
Well, I think you're trying to say, Katie, is actually quite easy and you should grow up. And then she goes, oh, cool. That's all we have time for Women's World. And then
that's so funny.
She loved it, though.
Did that clip go well?
We haven't clipped it up yet.
Oh, you got to clip that shit up. It's Kick It Forward podcast, yeah?
The Kick It Forward podcast, yeah.
Yep. Is it mostly sport focused?
No. Like
just general.
Sport focus. Like, and we'll do little sport stories, but it's just more of a framework to then do the rest.
Oh fuck yeah. Because I know a lot of our listeners want more sports stuff, but Tom's allergic to sports, there's definitely some people keen to listen to that.
Yeah, check out Kick It Forward on TikTok as well.
Yeah.
Instagram, or is it Josh Gallup?
No, it's now Kick It Forward on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and then also the Kick It Forward podcast if you want to listen to a bit of a sport and also just sort of random stuff. We mostly prank call talkback radio, to be honest.
Yeah, awesome.
Oh, love that. It.
Thanks for coming on, bro.
Thanks for coming on, you legend. Any last words?
Thanks for joining us. Please follow us, because otherwise I have to get a real job again. And it's
yeah, fuck that.
Tough. Alex, last words. Take it out on a high.
I'm sorry, kids. I'm a killer clown today.
Oh,
yeah. Brought it all back.